So I suspect some of you out there are having this same experience. My kids have discovered a video online which raises some issues, and for a change, doesn't involve Justin Bieber or Nicki Minaj.
For 26 years, Kony has been kidnapping children into his rebel group, the LRA, turning the girls into sex slaves and the boys into child soldiers.
The group Invisible Children made this video, which has gone viral. It tells the story of Ugandan rebel leader Joseph Kony, who was indicted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court back in 2005, but remains at large. Kony and his Lord's Resistance Army are accused of killing thousands of people in northern Uganda, many at the hands of the child soldiers referred there in that clip that the group abducts. In the past 48 hours, that video has been viewed 30 million times. Journalist and Fulbright scholar and an expert on the conflict in northern Uganda, Michael Wilkerson, joins us. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
It seems in the annals of, word of mouth doesn't really describe it, but in the annals of an international story gaining this kind of cachet, it's unprecedented what's going on here. How do you view it?
Well, I think it's certainly a brilliant social media campaign, and Invisible Children did a great job with production values and lining up all the technical stuff and getting celebrity champions, and that's all great. But I think this campaign is incredibly glossy in a bad way, a little bit too shallow, and it's potentially misguiding a lot of people in a way that may have negative consequences in the long run.
How misguided? Isn't awareness a significant first step here?
Sure. Awareness is great, but the question that you have to ask is, if you ask your kids, what do you think this video means? And they say, it means we need to go stop the war in northern Uganda, which is the reaction I've seen thousands of times in the last 24 hours. That's factually incorrect. Northern Uganda has been peaceful for 6 years, and Kony and the remainder of the LRA were driven out by the Ugandan military. And they are still abducting and looting and really bad guys, but they're moving across a vast undeveloped area where it's been really hard to catch them. And in the meantime, northern Uganda has actually had an incredible revival. So, yes, raising awareness that Kony is a bad guy is fantastic, but if that comes at the cost of erroneously defining Uganda as the location of this conflict in the present day, it's not only bad in the sense that raising awareness should mean raising an understanding, not just knowing who Joseph Kony is, but some very simple basics like where the fighting is happening today. And it's also problematic in the sense that this is going to be the image that defines Uganda for these 30 million people.
Indeed. Michael, one of my 13-year-olds looked at this film and, from the production values alone, found herself very skeptical about the message here.
Well, you know, that's one of the major criticisms of Invisible Children as an organization. They spend 2/3 of their budget on advocacy and awareness raising in the United States. A lot of that is film production. A lot of it is road shows where they take their, I think they have 12 videos now on tours around the United States. And so they also have some kind of traditional NGO-style education and other programs on the ground in Uganda. But it seems like they're just trying to do a little bit of everything and not necessarily great at anything except the film and viral marketing.
Well, we're talking with Michael Wilkerson, who's a journalist and Fulbright scholar and expert on the situation in northern Uganda. You've heard his reaction to this film. We encourage you to go and see this film. You can Google Invisible Children or Joseph Kony. The viral video will come up. We'd love to know your reaction. You can post it at thetakeaway.org or just call us with your view of what do you think this film means. It's been viewed by 30 million people. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Michael Wilkerson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.